Winnipeg.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, live Saturday edition. You bring up anything, so your phone calls are the primary element. Otherwise, we'll tell you about something that's interesting to us. A question that I might ask you would be, do you think that internet websites should be rated? Should there be a ratings system for the internet?
I don't disagree with the idea of a rating system for the internet. I would, however, disagree with the idea of a government-mandated one.
Well, I don't think there's going to be an option here. We'll see what the culture secretary has to say about it from over in the UK. Now, don't get all worried quite yet, Americans. This isn't happening in the United States at this point. But it seems like the things that happen in the UK as far as big government, nanny state, police state stuff tends to migrate over here eventually. So pay close attention to what this guy has to say. And he looks so innocent in the picture on the story. I'll put it up for you over the BBS later. You can see it for yourself. Looks so innocent, so concerned, this man. Here's a story from the Telegraph. In an interview with the Daily Telegraph, Andy Burnham says he believes that new standards of decency need to be applied to the web. He's planning to negotiate with Barack Obama's incoming American administration to draw up new international rules for English language websites. The cabinet minister describes the internet as quite a dangerous place.
If it was dangerous, you'd be able to hurt yourself there, and it's not real.
Well, right? You know what he means by that. Children could hurt their eyes and their ears. It could ruin the minds of children around the world, and it is ruining the minds of children. We need government intervention.
Well, I think parents probably, my guess would be that parents are taking steps to prevent their children from getting onto what he might call dangerous websites.
It's not good enough. What about those parents that aren't taking steps?
Well, maybe they're bad parents and they don't have enough money to buy computers.
Well, what about your children going to one of their friends' houses that doesn't have such restrictions? Clearly, we need government intervention.
When I was 6 years old, I went to the end of the street with a friend of mine, and we looked at a pornographic magazine that I believe he'd stolen from probably some family member. I couldn't tell you the story exactly, but we looked at the pictures of the naked ladies, and I'll say that the book then didn't have what wasn't the level of pornography that one can find on the internet, but it didn't warp me for life, I don't think.
He says he wants internet service providers to offer parents child-safe web services. I'd like to point out that there already are such internet service providers. They already exist. They filter out the websites at the internet service provider level, the ISP level, and they just can't even get to your kid. There's no amount of tinkering your kids can do on the computer to bypass that particular service. So those services exist. And, of course, there's also the software, so you can filter regular broadband connections and things like that. But giving film-style ratings to individual websites is one of the options being considered, confirms this bureaucrat. When asked directly whether age ratings could be introduced, Burnham replies, "Yes, that would be an option. This is an area that's really now coming into full focus."
Now, my question is, I know that there are things on the internet that bother me, certainly, but things like how to build a bomb. Now, I've never gone and looked at these things, but I suppose that there's some legitimate purpose for building a bomb. Maybe sometime. I don't know when exactly. It would seem like when the government has gotten too ruthless and bad. Like, for instance, if the people in Nazi Germany had the opportunity to know how to build bombs, maybe they could have stopped Hitler. Mm. You know, that Valkyrie movie came out in 2 days ago. It's in the theaters. And if those guys had managed to blow Hitler up, things would have been very, very different. But, you know, I don't really have use of bomb building today. I wonder what rating he's going to give the English language bomb-building sites.
1-800-259-9231. Do you think there should be internet ratings? That's what Andy Burnham in the UK says, and he's apparently going to, he's already working on discussing these changes with Barack Obama, so maybe it won't be too long before internet ratings come to the United States. I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231.
I was going through the airport yesterday or the day before, I can't remember when I got back, and I guess it was the day before, and there was a little sign that said, there that said, no jokes about bombs. It's against the law or something.
Really?
Something to that effect. And now at this point, somehow or another, we've made, you know, DSA has made it against regulation to make jokes.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Let's go to your phone calls. Ben is in the UK. There's more to this story, but let's talk to somebody who is across the pond and dealing with this Andy Burnham character. Ben, your thoughts?
Basically over here in the UK, we've got the regulatory bodies who've already decided they want to regulate. Well, they already are regulating telly and radio and everything, so they've, they've just decided it's their job to go and regulate the internet.
Of course it is. It's their job to do what parents are supposed to do.
Exactly. And luckily, I've been okay. I'm only 17, and I'm the techie in the house, so I get to decide what I can get onto. But
right.
There was something in the news over here recently involving actual censorship, which is, there was an image on Wikipedia which was flagged by the Internet Watch Foundation as being child porn, and so several ISPs, including mine, blocked this page from Wikipedia.
And what was the image?
It was a album cover from a album featuring a, it did feature a naked young girl, but it was, you know, it's an album cover that's being released and you can buy.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that's not child pornography. If it's a naked young girl, it's a naked young girl. I think you have to have some sort of sexual element in order to have child pornography, and I'm totally with you, and I think it's a disturbing situation that you guys have developing over there, and I'm unfortunately believe it's probably only just a matter of time before this stuff comes about. After all, Australia has gotten away with it. They are just now, in the beginning of, I think it's the beginning of 2009, going to be introducing their country-wide internet filtering scheme. So it'll be easy for the UK to point over to Australia and say, oh, see, it's working over there, though, for those blokes.
You know,
the Australian situation is quite frightening, really, because over here, this censorship for child porn is supposedly voluntary on the ISP's part, although quite how voluntary it, that is, I don't know. But in Australia, they've got two censorship systems, and you choose between the two sets of censorship.
Yes, do you want heavy censorship or light censorship? I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you from the UK there. 800-259-9231.
You know, I was just thinking, there have been more than one instance since we've been doing this show where we've run across stories of parents who have been thrown in jail for taking pictures of their children naked.
Yeah, like in the bathtub or run around outside.
Right,
or
things like that. You know, I know that child pornography is bad. I don't like the idea of naked kids being, you know, kids being, you know, taken pictures of while they're having sex or abused or whatever this is all about. But I think that there are different people have different opinions as to what child pornography is.
Clearly.
And some people in law enforcement, people willing to press charges against other people, believe that child pornography is just taking pictures of your naked kids. I can tell you that I give my son Jack is 9 months old. I give him a bath. Bath time is great. He loves, taken out of the bath. He gets so excited. He bounces around and
stuff.
It's
okay to capture memories as long as you don't take them to a film developer.
Yeah, that's really
that's what it's come to. Let's continue with Steve listening to WFLA in Florida. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Hey, thanks for having me on your show.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, when I heard you bring up the subject, my first thought was, well, knowing the government, they're going to slander and belittle anything that's controversial, but no one will tune into it. But I am the owner of probably the most visited website in the world.
Oh, wow, that's quite a claim.
On the subject matter of John Lennon's murder.
Okay.
It's LennonMurderTruth.com, and this is in particular interest to the people who live out on KCP.
In Sarasota?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll find out what this is all about here. I'll bring it back, and you can tell us a little more in a moment. 800-259-9231. Somehow he's going to tie in his website to the potential for internet ratings. My question again for you is, do you feel like there should be an internet rating system? I want to hear from somebody who supports that idea. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, by the way, are totally free. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listened to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. That, again, is shrine.freetalklive.com.
Dex-C20, it's a appetite suppressant that I've been taking for, I guess, the last 4 or 5 months now. And I've managed to lose weight on it. I've lost almost 10 pounds. I didn't have much to lose and didn't have a big goal. But, you know, it works in a way that's so convenient for my lifestyle. I don't have to go. I don't go to the gym. I don't do anything different. I just take two of these pills once a day. I'm on kind of a maintenance plan now. And I lose weight. I haven't changed my lifestyle. I haven't changed what I eat, anything, or what I choose to eat. And, you know, it's Dex-C20. It's so easy. Lose weight the easy way. You don't have to worry about any of those weird jitters you get from regular diet pills because it doesn't have the stimulants in it. Dex-C20, you can get it at Walgreens, CVS, GNC, or diet.freetalklive.com.
All right, we continue with your phone calls. The question on the table at the moment, but it is, of course, Free Talk Live, so you can always bring up anything if you like. But the question is, some bureaucrats around the world, in the UK specifically, but it could be here in America soon. In fact, he's proposing it comes to America, are proposing an internet ratings system. Do you support it? Do you support it being mandated upon all English websites? That's what they're talking about. 1-800-259-9231 for your thoughts. Let's go back to Steve listening to WFLA. Now, Steve, you're saying you run a really popular website having to do with the assassination of John Lennon, and you were going to continue, and we ran out of time. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, and this is of particular interest to the people who live out on Casey Keys near Sarasota, because the real murderer is not Mark David Chapman. Nixon and Reagan had John Lennon killed. Now, remember, my website's LennonMurderTruth.com.
All right, that's enough. Any more plugs, you're going to have to buy an ad. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. The man getting the autograph is none other than author Stephen King. Advertised one great big Zippo lighter 3 months before he looks like one great big Zippo lighter when he opens fire. My website...
Wait a minute. Are you saying Stephen King killed John Lennon?
For Nixon and Reagan.
Chapman, you're saying author Stephen King killed John Lennon?
I ran him out of Maine. They all know about it.
You ran Stephen King out of Maine, and now he's living down on Casey Key? Is that your point?
He knows his days of freedom are numbered. He's living in the most paradisical place he can while he can.
Well, I doubt very. It seems like they're not going to open this case again. I mean, it looks like the murderer, whoever they are, managed to get away with it because I don't believe that Mr. Chapman actually got time for it. He went to an asylum. Isn't that correct?
No, you're thinking of Hinckley, who shot Reagan. Chapman,
okay.
Chapman never went to trial. He was... He decided to plead guilty a year and a half after the murder, behind closed doors, unannounced. Nobody saw anything. I knew then that the government was hiding something.
Don't most people plead guilty behind closed doors without anyone, seeing?
Not when it's something as high profile as John Lennon's murder. We have a right to make sure it wasn't a political assassination, considering the Kennedys and Martin Luther King and everything else.
So what was John Lennon the link to that he needed to be taken out by Reagan and Nixon, you said?
Yeah, what was the motivation?
John Lennon was standing up to the war philosophy that we always have to have an enemy and always have to fight a war. The government controls us with war. It's a hoax.
I agree.
I agree with that. But I don't know about this particular viewpoint. I mean, it's an interesting theory. I'll let you plug your website again because I think this is fascinating. What was the site?
LennonMurderTruth.com.
LennonMurderTruth. So you are alleging that the actual killer of John Lennon is author Stephen King. Why did they choose Stephen King?
Because John Lennon's message of peace, love, and understanding had to be rubbed out. It wasn't enough.
Well,
why would Stephen King do it?
What better way to rub out John Lennon's message than to replace John Lennon with the opposite messenger?
But how did he get replaced? It's not like he married Yoko Ono.
Well, Yoko Ono's involved in this cover-up, too. She was
really?
Yes.
This is intriguing.
What about the kid's name? Julian Lennon? Is he involved, that dirty little guy?
No. He's okay. Totally innocent.
He just looks guilty when
shifty.
I see him on the videos.
It took me almost getting beaten to death by Yoko Ono's security that convinced me that she's got something to hide. The evidence I have against Nixon and Reagan and Stephen King is cryptography in the bold print of Time and Newsweek magazine surrounding the crime, including Mark David King Chapman's...
Wait a minute. Cryptography? You mean you looked at the Newsweek magazine and you managed to decode a special message that actually somehow pointed to the real killer?
70% of Time and Newsweek's bold print headlines right before the murder spring to double-meaning life when analyzed in the context of John Lennon's murder. For example, the day of the
murder...
Wow,
this is crazy. I've never heard a call like this before. I mean, we've heard the usual conspiracy theory claptrap on this show, but I can't say
I want to hear
this.
I want to hear what letters and numbers you have to change things around to get to John Lennon's murder.
My first big clue came a year and a half after the murder when I went to my library to reread the murder story, since I didn't believe this thing about him pleading guilty behind closed doors. I picked up the December 15, 1980 issue of Time, figuring that came out a week after the murder. As it turns out, it came out the day of the murder, and I simultaneously noticed two things. One, there's no article about John Lennon's murder, and because the magazine came out that day, and a bunch of weird stuff in the headlines. And I got to the headline, Who's In, Who's Out, above Ronald Reagan, who was just elected. And I thought to myself, what's this? Reagan's in, Lennon's out? And below that that photo of Reagan sitting next to Richard Nixon's book, The Real War...
I'm wondering if obviously you found this out. Have you managed to find out any other truths that we might be missing?
If you go to the November 22, 1963 issue of Time magazine.
Yes, I'm going right to it right now. It's in my collection.
Which came out a week before John Kennedy was killed.
Yeah.
And you read the bold print only, just the bold print. Don't read anything else except the bold print. You will find Richard Nixon implicated in JFK's murder.
Why would the newspaper do that? What is their purpose?
Time and Newsweek are the CIA.
Why would they do it?
So U.S. News and World Report, who do they work for?
Well, there are two reasons. To document history. I mean, to document history.
Why would the CIA? Well, it's not the CIA's job to document history. Why would they do that?
Well, if it ever needed to be proved to the world in an irrefutable source, you could say, look, this was printed the day before Kennedy, or the week before Kennedy was killed, and here's what the headlines read. Something on the move. Who's letting blood? Richard Nixon.
So you're saying that this is all proven beyond a shadow of a doubt on your website?
Well, the John Lennon thing for sure. Yes. Stephen King has never denied it. In fact, his getting run over by a van in Maine might have been a government attempt to assassinate him to shut my story up.
So wait a minute. Stephen King has been around for a long time. I mean, I know the government botches things up pretty bad, but one thing they're good at is killing people. I mean, they botched the murder of Stephen King and then they didn't try it again?
Now, hold on. Did you have some kind of vendetta against Stephen King before this happened? I mean, how did you know to look for him?
I didn't even know it was Stephen King when I first found the face. First I found the codes, then I found Mark David Chapman's name and letter to the editor printed before the murder where he says how Reagan is moving him armed into a hostile square. Finally, because the codes only last for 5 months surrounding the murder, there were no more codes. I kept going back on the microfiche and I saw this face run by and it said Stephen King won Great Big Sippo Lighter. I didn't know who Stephen King was.
What am I talking about? Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. We're out of time. We've got to get to other callers, but good luck with your crusade to bring that killer to justice. Wow. What else can you say?
What the hell do I know about John Lennon's murder?
Maybe he's right. I mean, it's possible he's right.
If you put a million monkeys in with a million typewriters and sooner or later they're going to come up with
800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once, and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how Photo Blocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of Photo Blocker. Go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet. Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you really can call about absolutely anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. He didn't even bother to spin that into the topic that we were originally calling about. He just talking about the Internet to talk about his crazy Stephen King website. Did you go to it, Mark?
I did not. Okay. My understanding that there's a letter on there from one of our listeners says there's a letter on there from Stephen King saying, I didn't kill John Lennon. I think you know that.
For those of you just tuning in, you missed a call from some guy in Tampa who has a website about how he believes that he's pieced together the evidence, including headlines from major magazine, published magazines across the country, that prove that Stephen King actually is the murderer of John Lennon. So you can go back in the archives and listen to those. We've got archives free for you at freetalklive.com. If you missed a moment of the show, they're all there for you, all completely on the house, freetalklive.com. And the authors of The Quick and Dirty Guide to War talk about current and future conflicts around the world. And Joseph Simonet discusses real-world knife fighting, all at paladinpodcast.com. Paladinpodcast.com is a service of Paladin Press. You can browse over 900 books and DVDs on topics such as personal and financial freedom, Second Amendment issues, military history, self-defense, and more. Remember, that's paladinpodcast.com. All right, so this is Free Talk Live. You can call about anything. We open the show up with a question about Internet censorship. Some bureaucrat over in the UK, some top bureaucrat, is looking to team up with the American government, and, well, they're talking about Internet ratings. They're talking about a mandatory Internet rating system, and there's nothing that's officially on the table yet, but they're talking about it, so you should probably pay attention if you care about, oh, freedom on the internet. But would like to hear from you if you support the idea of mandatory internet ratings. I would love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls about what you want. Larry in Indianapolis, listening to WXNT. Hey, Larry. Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
That one guy is really desperate, I tell you. It shows you how gullible people are. But here's the problem with this rating deal. The internet is straight line pornography. If you have the internet in your home and you have kids, you're opening them up to sitting down at the computer at any time and getting a pop-up with hardcore pornography.
It's
once
true.
Once they see it, once they push the button, it's voyeurism. It's a prime.
Once right
they see, I'm still there.
Okay.
Once they see this pornography, every time they get the chance, they're going back to it. So that's a fact. But what they want to do is they're trying to get the government to syndicate with them against their competition so that when they get this censorship deal, they'll be the only one that will be able to go and check on it, and the government will add the penalties.
Larry, I'm a little lost. Who's the government syndicating with?
They're syndicate just like any other business. I think I mentioned before that the government is it can add penalties to any wrongdoing that somebody lobbies for.
Larry. Who are they teaming up with?
They're going to team up with these people that want the ratings as a business.
Well, okay. I see what you're saying. That there's some business that's going to do the ratings, like sort of the MPAA, which isn't really, I don't know if it's really a business, but saying there might be some sort of organization that'll get a sweet government contract in order to do this?
Well, they're not going to actually, they may get some kind of quasi-deal, but what they'll do is they'll have the government to enforce their authority by some kind of penalty.
I see where you're coming from, Larry. We've got to let you go. Your phone is taking a dump. Thank you, though. 800-259-9231. It sounded like it might have been dying there or something like that. So what he's saying there, as I understood it, was that there would be some sweetheart deal between some business that would essentially be the ratings business. They would be, you know, maybe they would pick one of the existing software companies that currently is filtering the Internet and give them, you know, the contract to decide what website should be rated what.
What it is, it's the violation of free speech. Or freedom of the press, depending on how you decide to look at it. At the time that the Founding Fathers put together, the Bill of Rights, the press was really the only kind of media there was out there. The internet is simply a way for people to communicate with each other, and I'm sorry, you know, we live in America. If you want to have a censored press, fine. Go find your own little banana republic. But the freedom of the press is there to protect, and freedom of speech is there to protect unpopular speech.
It's true. But if you want to have your own censored press, you don't have to move anywhere. You can just restrict the channels that your kids watch, and you can restrict the internet sites.
If you do move someplace, you can be happy to know that everybody around you is restricted in the same fashion that you want them to be restricted. And that's really what these people want. It's not about what they want to look at or what their kids are getting to look at. It's about other people out there. The people that don't take good care of their kids as far as these people are concerned.
Or the people that have different preferences as far as what they view as important to their value system. I mean, some parents are not as concerned as the religious nut jobs about stuff like pornography. And I pick out the religious nut jobs just because it's the most obvious example. Maybe there are other people that are very vehemently anti-porn, but I think they're one of the more vocal groups that's against it.
I don't know. I mean, it seems to me like a good idea to keep porn out of the hands of your kids. I mean, I don't have a problem with art. However, some people might consider what I consider art to be porn. So
I think Larry was exaggerating a little bit when he suggested that you just see porn when you're surfing around the internet. If you're on mainstream websites and certainly kids' sites, you're not going to see pornography. And if you have the software installed on your computer, or if you're using an internet service provider that has filtering built in at the ISP level, then you're really pretty, from what I understand, you're pretty safe. So, I mean, if you actually are a parent who has experience with filtering software and or purchasing internet service providing services from a filtered ISP, would love to hear from you since you've probably got some expertise on this at 800-259-9231. Also want to hear from somebody that thinks that a mandatory filtering scheme or a mandatory ratings system would be a good idea. 800-259-9231. We go to Keith in Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, can you hear me? Hello?
Hey, Keith, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
A couple of things. I actually thought that what that guy was saying was interesting. I don't know how valid it is about John Lennon, but he was an anti-war activist, and war makes big money. Anyway, about the...
Yeah, but he wasn't the only anti-war activist. Why would they only target him?
I'm just saying I found it interesting. I don't know how...
Oh, I found it interesting, too. That's why he stayed on.
Yeah. So about the Internet... First of all, if any elected official says they think it's a good idea, I'm pretty sure it's not.
I agree.
That's a good rule of thumb.
Yeah. And second of all, they could easily keep porn out from access for children. And they could simply put something after .com, like AC for adult content or something like that. They could change their domain name slightly if they want. And that could be all kinds of adult content. I mean, it doesn't have just to be porn. It could be, you know, information that's, you know, not suitable for young kids.
Well, they do have a domain name extension called the XXX extension. I don't know how popular it is, but what you're suggesting there is essentially a reorganization of all existing websites that would be .coms would have to go to some sort of .adult content or .ac. That's a pretty big deal at what you're talking about.
Yeah, there. It seemed like it'd be easy, but you know better than I do. I just thought they could have done that years ago, and we'd never had this problem.
Well, that's the the fact is central planning, has some allure to it. it just doesn't seem to work.
No, I think they're going to do it. I think they're going to target sites like you're on with Genesis Network. I think those are all going to go away if they pass it.
Well, I'm not too concerned about that. I am pretty positive that the internet geeks out there will do what it takes to keep the real internet up and running. I believe that to be the case. I hope I'm not proven wrong on that.
Well, I just want more numbers. I think there are a lot of numbers. That's why they haven't done it yet. But I want to encourage everybody out there to do whatever they can to stop this, including, you know, communicating with their representative officials.
Boy, because that worked so well with the bailout. Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's SACL, CAI toll free line.
Well, when you look at it, what else do you do? What does the average person do besides contact the chief politician that they've elected and try to get a hold of them and influence what they have to say?
That's really all you. I mean, you could call your ISP and ask them to not obey, and the likelihood that they won't is pretty slim. Because most business owners are just lockstep behind whatever the government demands. Even if they disagree with it, they'll do it because, well, they're scared men with guns are going to come in and shut them down if they don't. 800-259-9231, your thoughts on this or whatever you want. Should the internet be filtered or restricted? It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery. And uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whether it's brand new or used, 41 categories in which you can shop, free super saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. Go and get your shopping done at amazon.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a cut if you enter through that link. That, again, amazon.freetalklive.com. Back to the phones, back to the fun. Let's talk to Brian, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, listening to the talk about the government regulating the Internet, it's a terrible idea. Every time they get involved in a regulation of something, it usually just goes wacko. And I just think it's a terrible idea. You know, the only consideration here is that certain things not be exposed to children. In my mind, as an adult, you should, you know, pretty much be able to do what you want. You obviously don't want children exposed. I don't believe most people want children exposed to pornography and things like that. But other than that, you know, the government putting ratings on websites, you know, who does that benefit except the government?
Right. It'll be the first step on the road to complete censorship. I mean, if their first thing they're going to do is rate the websites, then the next thing they're going to do is exclude certain rated websites.
Sure. I mean, it stands to reason if you're going to rate them that some of them will be excluded.
Right. In fact, Mr. Burnham from the story over at the Telegraph says that his plans to reign in the Internet, so this is not it's not a quote from him, but this is the story, and censor some websites, apparently, so he's already talking about censoring right off the bat.
Well, and if he's already talking about censoring, you know, this hasn't been to any Senate subcommittees or anything like that. I mean, obviously he has decided what is appropriate and what is not, which is just pretty scary. And the last thing we need are a bunch of Washington bureaucrats getting together to decide what's appropriate and what's not. You know, obviously, what's out there for internet filtering software is doing a pretty good job, and otherwise the companies would be out of business. And
exactly.
Let that take care of it. And the government doesn't need to step in and say, okay, now that the filtering software has been established, we're going to come in and regulate the filtering software.
Yep.
And there's just too many slippery slopes for this to go down.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you 100%. I just don't think the government cares what we think.
Yeah,
thank you for the call.
I'd like to know what the problem is. I mean, what has been occurring as a result of kids getting a hold of pornography on the internet?
Well,
it must be happening, right? Where are the ritual sacrifices? Where are the sex crazed maniacs? I mean, what is the problem? What's the result?
Burnham says, if you look back at the people who created the internet, they talked very deliberately about creating a space that governments couldn't reach. I think we are having to revisit that stuff seriously now. It's true across the board in terms of content, harmful content, and copyright. Libel is also an emerging issue.
So, content that's harmful, Mark.
Libel.
Harming people. People are being harmed by text online. We saw the little girl hung herself in Minnesota. See, the internet's dangerous. Or Missouri.
Yeah. Well, no, the little girl hung herself. The internet wasn't dangerous.
Burnham says, there is content that should just not be available to be viewed. That's my view. Absolutely categorical. This is not a campaign against free speech. Far from it.
How could it not be?
It is simply there is a wider public interest at stake when it involves harm to other people. We have got to get better at defining where the public interest lies and being clear about it.
So it's freedom of speech as long as you don't say something that he doesn't like.
The public interest is at stake here.
Wait, right. And he used a term like harmful. Harm doesn't... I don't understand how people are harmed. I suppose one can make the argument with libel that people would be harmed in the sense that their livelihood would be harmed or something like that. But harm? How are you harmed by pictures and words on your computer?
Mr. Burnham reveals he's currently considering a range of new safeguards. Initially, as with copyright violations, these could be policed by internet providers. Oh, great. I'm sure all of the ISPs out there in the world or in the UK and the US are just feeling peachy about how they're going to have to now police their users' internet connections, that this will now be, they will be the unpaid enforcers for the government of this particular piece of legislation, if it comes to pass. And it seems like it's only a matter of time. Your thoughts? Still looking for somebody that supports the idea of internet filtering or internet rating systems that would be mandatory on all English websites. Let's continue with your calls and talk to John, listening in Texas. Hello, John. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are y'all?
You're on the air, John. What's on your mind?
Well, listen, as a parent of a computer-savvy six-year-old,
impressive.
Here's some of the, like, he got his introductions in the computers started at pre-K, kindergarten, and he's in first grade, and they even have computer lab in first grade,
mm-hmm.
You know. And one day he was trying to find a SpongeBob website. And put one too many O's in Bob. And the next thing, he got SpongeBob.
Nice.
Oh, clever boy. And next thing you know, he's running into me going, Dad, come here, you got to look at this. And I go back there, and he's got, you know, Biggins, whatever. And I'm like, okay,
Hey, you know, that's a good kid, though. I mean, for him to run to you and show you that, I mean, that's a great parental opportunity right there, right?
It was. It presented itself, and he was more concerned that he didn't get SpongeBob. Here's the deal. I never saw that with Patrick. Anyway, here's the deal.
Yes, sir.
There is content, and it's not just, like, porn. There's language issues. You can go to YouTube, kid gets cut loose on YouTube and you know, sees things, hears things you don't really want your child exposed to. And I'm no
religious guy. You know, it's just, there were things, like, I wouldn't let my son watch a George Carlin stand-up on TV.
Sure, and on YouTube you can get anything with, the F-bomb and the S-bomb and all kinds of, you can still have, certainly have adult content on there, no doubt.
Absolutely. But having said that, it's my job to monitor what my son accesses to on the computer. It's not the government.
Absolutely.
And it's not the British government, the Canadian government, the Zairean government, or our government. Okay?
Well said, John.
That's my job. Okay? Because, see, a lot of times we get scope locked on the fact, the UK or the US, what's legal here or illegal here is perfectly legal in another country. You know? And what we would find disturbing here is normal in another country. And the internet is an international, worldwide repository of this stuff.
And it should stay free, and it should stay accessible to those who wish to access it. And for those that wish to lock it down, they have their options. I agree with you completely, and I thank you for the call. Great points tonight. 800-259-9231. I'm a little disappointed that there's no nanny status listening out here
listening
tonight. True. None of them will pick up their phone.
Well, the nanny statists, people that would regulate the internet, based, and tell you what you can watch based on the children.
That's
those
right.
People don't have any really reason to pick up the telephone and talk to you. They
True.
Don't want to engage in intelligent conversation. They don't want to engage in the arena of ideas.
They're getting what they want, after all. Right?
Is all they have to do is engage the politicians, and then they take away your rights, and you must go and fight for them in the hopes of getting them back. And if you don't obey their laws in the meantime while fighting to get them, get your rights back from the politicians, well, then you go to jail. And then your kid, who they were so worried about, well, has no provider.
Burnham, this again, the UK bureaucrat, says, I think there's definitely a case for clearer standards online. More ability for parents to understand if their child is on a site. What standards is it operating to? What are the protections that are in place?
So it sounds like he really wants to, apparently he has more in his sick little mind than just a rating system. He's got more than he wants to do. And he's not really explaining too clearly here, but he wants parents to understand what standards it's operating to. What are the protections that are in place? Sounds to me very bureaucratic. Whatever it is that he's proposing here as far as some new set of requirements for all websites to bow down to and to obey, sounds awfully big and annoying to implement. I guess we'll find out over time what exactly it is they had planned, because they're working diligently on this. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you are on hold, we will get to you coming up here in hour number two, whether it's comments on the internet restriction proposals or whatever you want to talk about. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. Privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Lead from